Hello, peeps.
Good evening.
Right, this is probably going to be a couple of parts. And if you're not interested in clocks, don't listen any further. If you are, then these are going to be the boost for you. Because I've had a bit of a clock fest of late.
We both have.
Yeah. My last one was about a wall clock that I purchased from Lebster. And I've got a few more since then. I've been on a bit of a buying spree. So we're going to start with the one that I got, sort of, that I've had the longest out of my new ones, if that makes sense. And this is a beauty. It's a German clock. It's a German Hauler. It's a Westminster. It's a mantle. And it has the loudest tick. Let me open the back a minute.
They are renowned for it as well, those clocks.
And there's an odd story about this, which I will impart in a minute.
Meanwhile, I'm getting silly.
Right. Here we go. Have a listen to that.
Quah. That really does amplify. Oh, go away.
That's not a clock.
No, it's my silly iPad. She's
going to be wrong, but I will make her strike 8. Now, this clock's got an odd issue. She won't strike 12. She does 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11. The rack isn't dropping enough to allow it to strike the full 12, so I'm going to have to get that sorted at some point. Oh, all right, you.
Big enough to come in, didn't she?
Yeah. just wait for her to stop a minute. These are all going to be a bit wrong, but we can sort them out in a bit. Some of these need adjusting anyway. So I'm going to make this strike 8. This is a beautiful Westminster. Have a listen to this. Lovely.
Spine tingling.
So that's her, that's that one. She was an eBay find. Actually, a few of these have been eBay finds. next one.
There's an interesting story about her as well, isn't
there? Oh, yes, sorry. It was really strange. I found my Hauler on eBay, and Chris said, oh, it's like the one, because he used to have a Hauler and it got butchered, basically.
Oh, it was horrible.
It got ripped apart and a different movement was put in it, but that's another story altogether. Anyway,
horrible.
It's not the Hauler it was. It's now a horrible hybrid that isn't working. Anyway, he said, oh, I'd love to find one like that. Anyway, a couple of days later, he looked on eBay and he saw another Hauler and he said, it looks similar to the one you've ordered. So he bought that one, I got mine, and I was on FaceTime with him when it arrived, and I told him all about what it was like. A couple of days later, he got his, and I was on FaceTime with him again, and he described it, and I said, that sounds like the same as mine. And do you know what? They are identical. They are absolutely identical. It was really strange. Even down to the problem that Chris's wouldn't strike 12 either. He's since fixed his.
I don't know how I did it.
Mine isn't. But
it just fixed itself.
But that was really, really odd. Anyway.
What is the chances of being able to do that?
It was really strange.
Seriously weird.
So, we now have... I'm going to have to stop this wall clock because it's so loud it's going to overshadow... things here.
Sorry,
bear with me. Can I that's it. Right, shush a minute, please. Now, so this week we've been on a buying spree again, and we bought the other day, we went into town and I picked up one clock from one shop and then we picked up two from another. One is Chris's, but it's going to have to stay here for the time being because it's black slate and it's bloody heavy. But I picked up two. The first one I picked up, do we think it's a Smith? Smith Enfield?
I think it may be.
A variant thereof. But that's this one here.
These are beaut.
These are half hour strikes, these. Got a lovely tick.
Nice and solid.
And I'll make him chime again, we'll write them again. They're going to be wrong, but... Oh, nice rap drop there. Here we go. That's a lovely smooth movement, that. That's that one. The next one is, I'm not sure.
From the first of the two shops.
It did.
More.
It did. Now the second one, we're not sure what make this is, but it's a hat-shaped clock. And this is a beauty, and it's got a an inscription plate on the front. It was presented to a lady who worked at Tregaron School somewhere in Wales in 1929. Let me just see how much time I've got left. Hang on. 6 minutes and 46. No, we're fine. Shush. So this is his tick. You'll hear others in the background, but and this one's got a lovely chime. I will make him strike. Again, he needs sorting out because he's wrong at the moment. He's very slow.
Pull him, mate.
Oh. Got a very late rap drop, that. Here we go. Those two. I think I'm going to stop this booth for now. I've only got sort of 2 minutes left, so I'll stop this one for now, and we'll come back and document the next three. Pause recording button.